Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is launching expanded efforts to improve mental health, reduce drinking water contamination, and to help financially limited local governments. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports on the governor's State of the State speech last night in Madison.
On mental health, Evers says his administration has spent $30 million in federal pandemic relief funds over the last 2 years to expand school-based mental health services in a program called Get Kids Ahead. Now the Democratic governor wants to make that a permanent state-funded program at a price tag of $270 million, as well as spend about $200 million more to help adults.
So tonight, I'm declaring 2023 the year of mental health. And together with our Get Kids Ahead initiative investment, we'll be making an overall investment of about $500 million to expand access to mental and behavioral health services for the people of Wisconsin.
Evers spoke before both houses of the state legislature, with Democratic lawmakers to Evers' left and Republicans to his right. He says both groups should support his plan.
Mental health deals with everybody here, you know, not just this side also.
The governor says he also wants to spend $100 million to reduce contamination from chemical compounds known as PFAS.
We're going to increase PFAS testing, sampling, and monitoring statewide so that we can find these contaminants and get them out of the water. We're going to make more resources available to on-the-ground partners to respond to PFAS contamination when it happens. And we're going to work to increase awareness about the dangers of PFAS so folks can take steps to keep themselves and their loved ones safe.
Evers also responded to calls from Milwaukee and local officials around Wisconsin who say they need more state aid. He says he's willing to work on a budget plan that would send up to 20% of the state's sales tax revenue back to local governments.
This commitment will ensure our communities will see growth in shared revenue in the future after years of state investment not keeping up with their community needs. And it means more than $500 million more per year in new resources to invest in key priorities like EMS, fire and law enforcement services, transportation, local health and human services, and other challenges facing our communities.
Evers can make the spending plans because the state is headed towards a $6.5 billion budget surplus and a $1.7 billion rainy day fund. Labor, environmental, and progressive groups are among those praising the governor's speech. But Republicans control the legislature. The Wisconsin GOP contends Evers failed to propose any significant solutions to Wisconsin's most pressing issues like inflation, crime, workforce shortages, and struggling schools. Republicans claim the governor is throwing money at problems. In the official GOP reply speech, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of Racine County said his top priority is making living in Wisconsin less expensive.
We know families struggle with inflation on everything from the cost of eggs to the price of a new home. That's why I'm proud Wisconsin Republicans have led the way for the past decade, cutting state and local taxes by over $22 billion. In fact, it was recently announced that Wisconsin families have the lowest tax burden ever recorded. And while we should all take pride in that fact, we still have a long way to go.
Governor Evers said he'll support a tax cut, but he repeated earlier promises that he wants it to focus on the middle class and not wealthy Wisconsinites through a flat tax plan GOP leaders are endorsing. Evers is scheduled to take his message around Wisconsin the next couple of days, beginning this morning in Waukesha. He'll have more to say about the proposed state budget in about 3 weeks. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.